prep site work to get that where they could put that.
Go out by Majestic when this Carl's gone. Like this, now it's like this. Big retaining wall. And there's a little area there. I think there's 50 some. It's out by the Majestic. So I think they're building 50. And if you ever have time, you need to look at Rocky Shores. There's, I don't know how many, 60 some homes. They all look exactly the same. I tried to go get a picture from across, but I didn't get down there.
And where's that at?
Rocky Shores is the one in Emerald Point that was on the backside that they're having to come through. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly get around there now because it's just solid. But Carl's building one. That's, of course, I know we're getting recorded. But. So, again, these are only amendments to the NR1 and NR3 would be 10,000 square feet per dwelling unit. And then in the NR3, we would add nightly rental condominium dwelling. See up here it says maximum or minimum square feet per dwelling unit. Then we would look at, this is just a start. So if you have a chance to go by Rocky Shores, Branson Cove isn't quite as bad. The one over by Majestic's, they just now started building. And see if that's something we want to do for condominium platted. And I can keep playing with the numbers. I mean, I spent a long time messing with the numbers and looking at other areas. Measuring some nightly rental places. Like I said, Thousand Hills, those are what, fourplexes or apartments or something. But each unit took 4,500 square feet of dirt in a Thousand Hills nightly rental complex. And I had a swimming pool. They had a little store in the front, and I just included their whole area. I can't remember how many units they had in there, but it was a bunch. Then divided it out by the number of units for the square foot of dirt, and it was 4,500 and so. So I was surprised. You guys are awful quiet. So I think it was Tom or somebody that had mentioned height. We do have height in the zoning regs that have been pretty standard. Public's gone. We're good.
We're all good.
Thanks. And then we have that a maximum occupancy of a dwelling unit may not exceed 20 persons already. So we kind of address that. We can look at amending that if we need to. But those are a couple things that came out of the last meeting.
And the height restriction is complicated, right? It's the average.
It's 20. Mean. It's like 35 feet at the mean roof value, which you take the high point and low point, and then it's the high point of the dirt. So on a basement house, you don't go down to the bottom and start measuring up. You go onto the front for the high part of the yard, and then you don't go to the tippy top of the roof. You go from the soffit to the peak and divide it, and you go halfway up. That's how high you can build it. And I'll have to look, but I think it's 35 feet.
I thought it was like 75 feet.
That's in commercial. That's apartments. Apartments are different. And then when you get so high, you have to have so much yard in the front. Yeah, those are more complicated. Thoughts? Questions?
More is better, but a lot of people want to build sardines.
I have a question. We used to argue about the setback lines on the lots and building on it. And there was a lot of argument back through the years on whether it was a drip line on the roof that hit the sip. How is it now?
I stayed the same way that Bob had it. And we don't include the gutter, but we include the overhang, the fascia. From the fascia.
I really hadn't researched that.
He and I talked about going to the foundation, changing it, and going. Then people will just cantilever. They'll cantilever all the way to the back property line. I mean, there's, you know, we're like, So we don't
put
it.
It's a can of worms.
It is.
Well, what I always did was, whatever the furthest part of the house was, set it back a foot beyond.
Yeah. And so far, I mean, we let people know. I had one guy build onto his garage, and instead of a 24-inch overhang, he built a 12-inch on that side, and he met the setback.
So one way to reduce the size of nightly rentals would be to limit the maximum occupancy per dwelling unit, right? What you've got in red? Not that we want to do it, but that's really what the county...
They're starting to build them, and those are in the city, but they got a whole basement, it's nothing but a swimming pool, and it's a huge, and it's only like a 7-bedroom, so I mean, it's a huge building. But we have a couple that we're going to have to chase here that I was made aware of a week or so ago that's advertising some 35, 40. Yeah. So we got to reel them back in and let them know that the regulations say no more than 20 in the occupancy. And those were advertised amounts that they could rent to. So. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel pretty comfortable with the 2 persons per bedroom dwelling, and that seems to be a common nationwide count for nightly rentals. Some cities I've noticed have just said no more than 6 people per, I mean, like in areas that we were having trouble, you could say no more than 6, advertise no more than 6, but.
Did you see where
they want to get more in that sometimes? Yeah, I mean, families are large sometimes, yeah. If they want to all be together.
Do you see where Springfield passed an ordinance that they have to pay hotel tax?
Really?
Well,
I haven't seen that one, but I've sent the county commission a couple other articles because that's the direction I just want them to go. It's just a lodging tax.
Yeah.
You pass it.
It ought to be. They're competing with the hotel.
I know.
They got to pay it.
You'd have to justify it, but I said we could use it to work on the infrastructure around these. That turn lane on MoDOT that you have to have or something, just out of those funds, do it.
Have somebody on call when somebody gets a complaint about a nightly rental. We've got some kind of enforcement.
Yep.
Well, my comment, Scott, is the first one that you brought up is, without a doubt, is, to me, pretty common sense. Mm-hmm. The other one has a little more math in it. To figure out exactly. So if we wanted to all go through it once, does anybody else have comments on this? Are we all in agreement that this is the right direction?
Well, it looks to me like we need to match them up anyway.
Yeah. So either way, I have some more amendments that are just simple that Marla's been keeping that we found. They're just little fix-its, and we'll bring those through at the same time. There's no timetable. I'm not in a rush of May, June, even if it's July or August. I mean, it's just we'll kind of look at this when we don't have big meetings. And I'll do some more math if you want me to work on this and keep looking at the
I liked how you did an example. I mean, that sort of guides us by
something. Well, I almost sent it to you, and I thought, no, I'll wait till we get done.
So that really helped out.
Yeah. That's just one that we just went through.
Yeah, I like diagrams.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything else?
Yeah, and it's just a question, but we'll shut down. And before everybody leaves, and it won't take very long, I just have a question for you.
Okay. Can I get a motion?
Adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.